Proverbs 11:15 says, "He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure." We previously discussed in Proverbs chapter 6 the dangers involved in what we call co-signing today. That's basically what it means to be surety for a stranger. And Proverbs 6:1-2 says, "My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with the stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth." So, whether it's a close friend or a stranger, you're playing with fire if you take responsibility for a debt owed by that other person. Or as Proverbs 11:15 says, "He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it." I once worked with a guy, we'll call his name Jim, because I can't remember his name. But we'll just say Jim, because I think that might have been his name. But he'd use that sort of phrase all the time. Anytime somebody'd get injured in any way, he'd say, "Ooh, that's smarts." A guy'd bump his head, and this Jim would say, "Ouch, that had to smart." Another time, the boss would get on to another coworker and tell him to get busy or lose his job. And after the boss would walk away, there'd be this awkward silence. And then Jim would say, "Whew, that has to smart." We'd all laugh. But as far as I can tell, this is the only time the word smart shows up in our King James Bible. And obviously, it's the only time it's used in that sort of sense. Shall smart for it. And while I've never co-signed and got stuck with the bill, as this proverb is describing, I certainly know of a couple of instances where people that I knew did co-sign and did end up having to pay off the debt for a friend or a family member. And the cases I know, it got ugly. Not so much because the co-signer had to pay off the debt, but the fact that even when the so-called friend or family member got back on their feet and they had the money to pay the friend back, they simply wouldn't pay it back. There was always some good reason. They'd say, I'm just not quite back to being comfortable with my financial situation yet. I want to build up a little savings. And, you know, Christmas is coming soon, or summer vacation is around the corner. There's always some good reason for them not to pay back the bill. And in one particular instance I'm thinking of, I believe eventually they paid their friend back without interest, of course. But when all is said and done, one thing was for certain. The man who co-signed and became surety certainly did smart for it. He wished he had never gotten involved. It became such a long, drug-out headache. And folks, that's how clear God's word is on the matter. And if you ask that man who finally did get his money back if he'd ever do it again, he'd not only give you an emphatic no, but you'd be able to tell just from talking to him that he is now among the ranks of those described in the second half of Proverbs 11:15. "And he that hateth suretyship is sure." He'd hate it. That's just the way you can tell. The very thought of it now is repulsive to him. Now, if it's some amount of money or a price you pay that you're willing and able to lose, and you can do so without becoming bitter, then you may choose to be surety for a friend. The Bible's just saying, you know, get ready to smart for it. But you should only do so when you're able to bear the responsibility without having a falling out over it. After all, that's what Jesus did for us. One commentator put it this way: "Christ became surety for his people, and they were strangers," Ephesians 2:12, "and he smarted for it. Bless his holy name." But Jesus did it knowing full well that we could not pay the debt we owed at all, ever. As the saying goes, we owed a debt we could not pay. He paid the debt that he did not owe. And yes, that's why we will praise his holy name.